This is Vatican Radio. Our correspondent covering the papal visit to Mexico is Veronica Scaresbrick, who looks at the main political, social and economic problems afflicting the Latin American nation.
Mexico is a land of contrasts, of deep religiosity and helpless violence, where the people who are 80% mestizo are part of their colonial past, but represent both conquerors and conquered, where popular spirituality carries a blend of Spanish Catholicism and Native American religious traditions, somehow united in the devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe, which most Mexicans consider their mother, where despite signs of improvement at an economic level with an emerging middle class tied to its northern neighbor, the United States, most people live in what the nation's president, Enrique Peña Nieto, has admitted is backwardness and poverty, while a happy few prosper. Pope Francis comes as a messenger of peace during this Jubilee Year of Mercy, but while he has said he isn't coming to Mexico to solve problems, he has also outlined these problems, beginning with the drug issue, drugs which he has described as messengers of death. His exact words to the Mexican people in an interview with the agency Notimex were, "If I come to you, it is to receive the best of you and to pray with you." But then he did add that he didn't want to sweep under the carpet the Mexico of violence. On the contrary, his message on this occasion was to urge Mexicans to fight against corruption, against war, against disunity, against organized crime, against human trafficking. Pope Francis knows all too well that many of his priests here are doing exactly that at a grassroots level, speaking to some of them here, like Bishop Raúl Vera López, who outlined to me the root causes of the escalating issue of the desaparecidos. I was astonished at the courage he had in denouncing uncomfortable truths in which these contrasts emerge. Truths related to abuse of human rights, he communicated to Pope Francis in the Vatican in December of last year. But while Mexico may be a land of contrasts, Pope Francis is not a man of extremes. He believes in dialogue, and his message is always the same. It's contained in a document he helped pen as Cardinal Jorge Maria Bergoglio of Buenos Aires in 2007. It's the Aparecida document, which encapsulates his vision of the Church, a document he's presented to all of the Latin American heads of states he's met since the beginning of his pontificate. If that's correct, that includes Mexico's president, Enrique Peña Nieto. The message of that document is of a preferential and evangelical option for the poor. And on February the 12th, he comes to walk through the peripheries with the people in a missionary drive as part of a service to humanity and the environment here in Mexico. Mexico, a word which means the navel of the moon. Awaiting Pope Francis in Mexico, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.